Shorthand speed dictation, 120 words a minute, lesson number 2, starting now. Ladies and gentlemen, the following is the statement by the chairman, which has been circulated with the report and accounts. I have much pleasure in placing before you, for your approval, the report of the directors and the accounts of the company for the year ended 30th September. The trading profit at £303,000 is a little above last year's figure of £301,000, and taking into consideration the large increases in almost every item of our selling costs, which, I may say, still show no sign of falling off, I think the result that has been achieved is satisfactory. I reported to you last year that we had widened considerably and were continuing to widen the variety and range of the produce in which we deal, and you will have observed that the development of this policy is shown clearly in the increased value of the stocks which we are now carrying. I also referred last year to the restrictions imposed on us by the quota system for cigarettes. These restrictions, while still in force in a few cases, eased during the latter part of the year, and as a result, we have at last been able to make a start on our program of expansion. Since our last meeting, we have opened and are trading in 18 new branches, and we have a further 23 in various stages of completion, most of which will be trading within a few months, and all of which should be completed by this time next year. This gives a total of 41 new outlets, and provided the supply position improves, which I think is probable, we have every hope of making even further additions by the time of our next meeting. As this is the first occasion for very many years that your directors have been able to report on a program of expansion, I think it is right for me to make 2 comments on such a policy. First, the opening of new branches costs a lot of money these days. We are, of course, meeting and will continue to meet this expenditure out of our liquid resources. End of part 1.